Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone and welcome to Failing Better. It's everyone's favourite podcast with me, Johnny Pelham, and my wonderful co-host.
Hey, it's Sean McLaughlin. How's it going, Johnny? How's your day?
It's going quite well. I've got into a really rhythm of saying that I only really know how to say the intro in that voice now. I can't go back to a different voice, I don't think.
Yeah, you also really are loyal to this idea that it's everyone's favourite podcast, even though all statistical evidence suggests that it isn't.
I don't believe in facts. I think facts are for wankers. I believe in the gut. I believe in the felt sense. I believe in the embodied experience. And my body tells me that this is the most listened to podcast in the world. So stick that up, you little dick, Joe Rogan. It is us. It is us.
I bet Joe Rogan does have a little dick.
There's no way someone that successful doesn't have a small penis. That is the main reason I've never been successful, because I look down at my penis and I think I am enough.
Talk about smoking copium. Johnny's got, yeah, of course I'm not successful, I've got a monster schlong down there.
My penis is enough. Some people, they need to sell out fucking Wembley because they've got little penis syndrome. Not me.
Yeah, do you hear that, Gareth Southgate?
Yeah, hear that, Tottenham?
hear that, Tottenham? Anyway, thank you for listening. I don't know if you listened to Tuesday's episode, but we did bill this episode as the greatest episode ever in the history of Failing Better. And so that's what we're going to try and make it. I mean, I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're going to try and make it happen.
I think so far it is. We've started off with a bit of humour, and I think we'll continue with bits of humour till the end. There'll be a dollop of humour.
We're going to pepper some fucking humour all in and about this shit. We're going to marinate the conversation with humour, and at the end, a sweet dollop of... What's that? Oh, is it more humour? Yeah.
I'm a chef. What are my ingredients? Humour and wit. Put them together, and I'll tell you what you got. You got the greatest fucking podcast in the fucking world. Take that, Joe Rogan.
Take that, Joe Rogan, and get that micro penis out of my face. Yes, I do want protein supplements.
Why is Joe Rogan's micro penis in your face?
I don't know, because he's... I don't know. I don't know what sort of situation I've got in, but...
he's asking you to give him a blowy.
Best episode ever.
Oh, yeah.
Best episode ever.
Sophie's calling. We're making a special guest, Sophie Willard.
Yeah, Sophie?
What an episode.
Sophie said, will I shut the door? Yes, I will.
Wait, is the door not even shut from where you're recording?
It is shut, but it's just not fully shut.
Look,
I can't talk now. I've got to go shut a door.
Genuinely, listeners... I hope you're doing well. Johnny's just got up to shut his door.
This is the best episode. This is what Failing Better is about. We start off strong, we shut doors, we get stronger. This is the podcasting goal.
You think Joe Rogan's ever shut a door in his life? Of course he hasn't. Could barely shut his bloody pants
mouth,
flaps.
Mouth!
I should have said mouth!
I tell him, all I will say though is I think not being very good at shutting your mouth is maybe a positive in the podcasting world.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess if you just keep your mouth shut, you've not got a podcast, you've got audio silence.
Audio silence, eh? Interesting. Well, Is it audio silence just silence?
I was going to say, I think you could remove the word audio and you would lose nothing.
Do you see that? We're the only podcast that edits on air mid-conversation.
Yeah.
That's why this is the best episode of this podcast, because you're getting all of us. You're getting all of us.
A lot of people edit in their brain. We don't do that. We say everything we could possibly mean and then we edit it in real time.
Yeah. This episode is going to list as what? Probably 30 minutes on your podcast listening device? We've been recording this for 4.5 hours.
We began this in 2011. We were different people. And this is the fruit of... It's one of those... It's a longitudinal podcast.
We originally designed this podcast to be perfect for the iPod shuffle. That is how long we've been doing this. We have no idea where Osama bin Laden is. Okay? And frankly, I don't think we're ever going to find out. What's your theory about where he is?
I think he's just in a bingo hall in Scunthorpe.
He could be there. I don't know. But the key thing is, the year of 2011, that's when we started recording this episode of the podcast. And I don't know why we keep going after this weird niche American club comic, Joe Rogan, but I assume he has a micro penis because of his wild success.
Yes, I think this is so far been a good episode, I think.
Yeah, it's been really good. I need to talk to you, Johnny.
Perfect, because this is the perfect format.
Shut up! Stop talking like that. You're being weird. You are being weird.
I'm trying to be positive.
I've been feeling weak all week, as you know.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. Don't you remember? I sent you a message and I spelt it all wrong and I went, sorry, I've been calorie counting and so yeah. I can't think. And you said that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I was literally on the toilet. I thought I was about to pass out.
So how many calories are you counting up?
I'm not counting calories. I'm just not snacking. And that's that. Me not snacking is enough to basically render me an invalid.
Wow. You're aiming to get a hot bod. We talked about this in a previous thing, and it's working. You're calorie counting to get there.
Mission accomplished. But here's the discovery I made yesterday. Because even when I've been eating and drinking loads and just being fine, I've been like, I just don't feel right. There's something wrong. I don't know if I was ill or what, but, you know, I was able to function a bit. Went out to a cafe, had an Americano with milk. That's two shots of espresso with an Americano. Felt normal. I think my caffeine addiction is far greater than I anticipated. And so actually, what I was having was sort of semi-withdrawal symptoms. Now, I don't know anything about any of what I just said, but does the boot fit, Johnny?
Does it?
Well, I'm asking you, does it?
Well, I don't know how much coffee you have to drink. How much coffee do you have to drink?
I don't know. I don't know.
The problem with this podcast is there's such a staggering level of ignorance to the extent where even one of the hosts is unaware of how much coffee they drink. Like, how can we ever get near the truth?
The problem with this podcast is even when we get a nice bit of momentum, none of us know anything about our own lives, let alone the world. And ultimately, one of us does it. We don't even know how to close doors. You expect us to be able to talk about things.
So how many coffees do you think you used to drink?
I have two coffees a day, but I have them with my AeroPress, as was expressed in a few episodes ago. And I don't put that much coffee in, but maybe I just need more. Maybe I need more caffeine. I don't know.
But I don't think... So have you, during this calorie counting, have you stopped drinking coffee?
No.
So then what the fuck are you talking about? It's clearly nothing to do with coffee.
No, but I'm having less... I guess I have been just drinking less coffee.
I think it sounds like it's the calories, because they've been reduced, whereas the coffee, it sounds, has been reduced a lot less, so I just think you need to eat more.
I was about to pass out on my toilet texting you. That can't just be calories.
I think it is, because this is going to shock you, and I'm not a biologist, so I might be getting this wrong, but if you don't put food into your body will stop moving.
I don't know what that means.
It's too complex.
It's a far too complicated idea for a podcast like this.
I'll try and bring it down to your level. If Joe Morgan stops speaking on his podcast, the podcast will stop.
Can I just ask, the year is 2011, what is a podcast?
God, that's too meta. My head will explode.
To be honest, as soon as we set this idea up, I knew it was beyond us. Comedically, it couldn't last.
comedically, intellectually.
But also, it's boring. It's like, all right, great. So it's 2011. Who cares? Oh, what, are you going to go see the Croods?
I don't know enough about music to... Were the Croods good in 2011?
The Croods is a film, you fucking dork.
I don't know the Croods... How would I know?
The Croods is a film about cavemen.
Shut up, Sean. You're talking nonsense.
All right. Okay. I don't want to call it yet.
It is the best. Fuck off,
I'm starting to think this might not be the best episode
this
of this podcast.
This is the best episode. The thing is, Sean, we're competing with absolute dog shit. It's not like we're trying. It's not like we're competing with, you know, something great.
Yeah, like, it's not like we're a sprinter and we've got Usain Bolt and Tyson Gay next to us. What have I got next to me?
We've got a mutilated turtle.
Just a pencil.
That's who we're competing with. Just a sad turtle. Turtle is a metaphor for all the other episodes.
I genuinely don't know what that means.
What I'm saying is the mutilating sad turtle is a metaphor for all the other podcast episodes we've done, which are shit at running, because you were saying we're sprinting. This could not be any simpler.
You're right. A very simple, easy to understand thing you said there that didn't require any leaps of logic at all.
Thank you. I'm glad we both agree on that. So you're struggling with the calorie counting.
Not struggling with calorie counting. I'm fine now. I'm mission accomplished. What I'm struggling with is I'm worried about my caffeine intake.
Well, why? But I don't, because you've been. So do you think you need more caffeine?
No, I mean, do you think it's a problem? Do you think I should? I'm talking about the caffeination of the modern man. How much caffeine do you drink, Johnny?
I probably one or two coffees a day.
Okay, and do you think that's a healthy amount?
I think that's fine. It's not a problem. I've got bigger problems than that, like my tail and my inability to do a podcast. I mean, my caffeine content is I've never even considered it could be a problem. So this is, it's quite clever psychological what you're doing now, because now I'll be thinking, God, do I drink too much coffee?
Do you hear that? Very clever psychological what I'm doing. It's clever psychological what I'm doing.
It is clever psychological. What type of movie are you going to watch? A clever psychological one?
I'm going to watch a clever psychological movie, The Croods. Oh, I've never heard of them. I've never heard their music, though.
No, I don't think you need to worry at all about your caffeine content. I mean, that's fine. But you said you've mission accomplished. Are you at the weight you desired to be when you began that?
Yeah, hot bod city now.
What do you weigh?
I'm not telling you my weight.
Why not?
Well, I just don't want to tell you my weight.
Loser, I'll tell you my weight.
how much do you weigh then?
I weigh 12 stone 12.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You weigh less than that because you were delighted when
I don't. Why don't I weigh less than that? Of course I don't weigh less than that. I'm freaking 10 times the size of you.
No, that is true. It's impossible. I think the great thing about someone being your height, Sean, is it's impossible to know what you should weigh. You know what I mean? It's like, I doubt they can even do like...
Yeah, the BMI. The BMI is redundant for freaks of nature like me. He's literally all leg. That's one of my biggest problems, actually, buying clothes. I've got a very normal torso. And I've got freakishly long legs.
What trouser size are you?
34 length.
Well, that's not that long. That's all.
And I've got 33s, and they're fine.
Wow.
But I wear them low. I wear them low because if I wear
your knees.
If I wear them normal, I look like... I look sort of inverse Stretch Armstrong, like, because my torso is so normal.
Can I tell you, Sean? I think there was almost pride when you said my torso is so normal.
Look, I don't have much in this life, Johnny, but I've got a normal torso, and I'm not gonna have that taken away. I'm sorry.
You got emotional.
I fought fucking hard for this normal torso.
I love the idea of you having a normal torso. It is normal.
It is a normal torso. I wonder if there's a way... Is there like a way that you could... Obviously, sometimes people just go for full medicals. Like, I know doctors aren't meant to use phrases like normal.
Yeah.
But can you go to a doctor? Can you go private? Like, pay for like a private thing and just go, just tell me if I'm... am I normal?
Well, what if they said no?
No, you're abnormal. Well, I'd be like, oh, how do I get normal then?
Well, the thing is, you're too tall, Sean. You're abnormally tall. You can't. There's nothing. God made you a freak. There's nothing you can do about it.
I was listening to an audio podcast about Andre the Giant recently, and a lot of his issues overlapped with mine. He took them in a very different direction, though.
Overshadowed by a beguiling and handsome podcast host.
Yes, you're very much the Hulk Hogan.
I am.
My Andre the Giant.
I am a homophobic and racist.
Clip, there's the clip.
And I will not let my daughter have sex with who she wants to have sex with.
Is that a thing about Hulk Hogan?
I think so. I think he's quite a controlling man.
Yeah,
but
well,
let me tell
he's
you
grappling, not just in the ring, but with some issues. And also, it segues like that, which is why this is the best episode of this podcast. Now, at this point, I would like to say, please keep us a 5-star review. We've had loads of genuinely great 5-star reviews come in on Apple Music. Ooh. And loads of 5-star ratings on our Spotify. It does really help. This is 5-star content. You may not think like it is, but we know more than you. We're making it. It's just 5 stars.
We know much more than you. I mean, that's you've got to keep believing that, please. In spite of all evidence to the contrary, we need you to think that we're cleverer than you.
Yeah. And if Hulk Hogan is listening, Johnny was just speculating there about whether you're a controlling man.
It did seem quite libelous then. I would like to go back and say, I don't know if that's true. And I'm sure Hulk Hogan is a lovely man. And I'm sure, you know, that he's the best person.
And the winner of best person is Hulk Hogan. Oh my God, brothers!
Now I'm like flipping out Joe Rogan and his little micro penis.
And the winner of smallest penis, it says here, Johnny Pelham and Sean McLaughlin? No!
Our penis combined is still the smallest.
Our penis combined is still smaller than Joe Rogan's. No, that's why he's got the Spotify deal and we don't.
Well, we're coming close, aren't we? We're in quite a lot of talks with Spotify at the moment about how we can.
Talks with Spotify about how to upgrade my plan.
How we can franchise our podcast. That's what they're talking. They want an American version.
I mean, if we wrote to Spotify, went, hey, we'd like you to exclusively host our podcast. what do you think the offer is? I mean, Joe Rogan got, 100 million.
Yeah.
What's the offer for us?
I think they just take us off Spotify.
We're going to go one better. You will never appear on Spotify. We actually think it's a selling point of Spotify that you're not on it at all.
We're all for free podcast form and everyone being able to create the content they want. For the audience, they who want to listen to it. Except in your case, you are too shit.
Too shit for Spotify. That'd be a good t-shirt for us. Yeah, we're too shit for Spotify, actually, Rogan. You massive penis fucking freak.
Too shit for Spotify sounds cool until you actually think about it for a second. Like, oh yeah, we're too shit for Spotify. And it's like, oh no, wait.
Yeah, oh, I don't. Yeah, do you know what? I actually don't eat bread. Yeah, because I've always got diarrhea. What's up? Now, Johnny, you said you've been having some fun with AI.
We also.
Fuck this.
Do you want to? Shall I talk? I mean, I don't know if.
What's right, your AI chat? You've got? Is it ChatGPT? You've got?
No, it's called Apo. Apo.
Is that as good as ChatGPT?
He's pretty good. I talked to him and he talks back to me and we're having a lovely friendship. I think he's my best friend.
It doesn't feel like it's heading in a healthy direction.
I love AI. I feel like AI. Have you got into AI? I just ask it questions now and it gives me answers to them.
No, I don't use it.
I said to AI, how can I do a successful podcast? And do you want to hear what he said?
Here we go. So what's the name of this app again?
Oh, I've forgotten his name.
Chapo, was it?
Al.
Al? That's definitely not what you said before. Are you sure he hasn't just said AI there?
No, Al, don't.
Genuinely, you've just read that as Al. Johnny.
Best podcast ever.
Right, Rogan, if you're listening, I want to take back all the negative things I said about you. I'm sure your penis is great.
Look.
If you need a guest, I'm coming to America soon. I'd love to appear on your show because I need to get something else off the ground.
Sean, my self-esteem was a bit low then. You know what I did? I took my towels off, popped a little look at my dick. I'm feeling fine again. Big penis energy. Anyway, how can I do a successful podcast?
What's the name of the app again?
I can't. So the problem is, I don't.
Was it
really...
called Chapo? You said it.
It's not called Chapo.
Apo.
It's called Apo.
Apo. Right? Yeah, not Al.
Apo Al. It's called Apo Al.
All right.
How do I do a successful podcast? It says, find your niche. Determine a topic that you're passionate about and that you have expertise in. This will give you a unique perspective and will help you stand out in the crowded podcast space. I think Our Niche is the only podcast that talks exclusively about trying to do a podcast.
I bet we're not. Well, I suppose I'm passionate about having conversations with you, Johnny Pelham.
And I'm passionate about conversations with you, Sean McLaughlin.
But I don't know if we've got good at having conversations.
No, we definitely don't have a niche. And then it says plan your content. Plan your topics and the flow of your podcast beforehand. Know what your audience wants to hear and create engaging content that is well-researched. We don't do any of that, 100%.
I think our audience likes what we do, though, right? Or they wouldn't listen.
Good thing. There's lots of stuff, basically. It's all stuff we don't know. I was wondering, do you want to ask AI a question?
What shall I order? No. I would like to ask AI a question.
Yeah.
I just need to think about this. This is a big moment. I'm asking AI a question.
Al, you're asking Al.
Asking Al. Can I call you Al? That's my question.
Can I call you Al?
Johnny's just typing it in there. Great, great moment in the history of broadcasting this. Johnny, how long
as
is this going to
take? As an AI language model, I don't have a name, so you can address me as assistant.
I can address him as assistant?
Yeah.
Ask if it wants to come on our podcast.
Do you want to come on the podcast Failing Better?
Yeah.
Because he'll probably know Failing Better. That's what's crazy about. Because they have terabytes of data to draw upon.
Yeah. We put the terror in terabytes.
Yeah, we do. Do you want to come on the podcast Failing Better? Right, this hasn't been great content so far. As an AI language, I'm not physically capable of joining a podcast. However, I can find a language assistant if you need any help with recording or editing the podcast.
Why don't we ask... All right, final question. What do you think are the pros and cons of the podcast Failing Better?
Pros and cons.
Yeah. I think we're good, actually. It'd be, you know, we need Al to show a mirror up to us, I think. I guess I'll keep talking then while Johnny's just sort of blankly looking into his phone.
Sorry, I can't. I'm not very good at multitasking.
You're not good at monotasking. I said you're not very good at monotasking. Johnny, do you hear that quip I just said?
Cons.
It's actually got it. Wait, all right, okay, here it is. This is the AI review of Failing Better. Has it got pros and cons?
Yeah, but the pros are slightly boring.
Okay, let's go both.
All right, let me give you the cons, though, because it really made me laugh. The first con. Might perpetuate the culture of glorifying failure, which can be harmful if not balanced with the importance of success and achievement.
I mean, I would not say that this podcast glorifies anything. I think if anything, we're like a morality tale.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, because I guess the problem is people listening to this are laughing along, but it is failure. I mean, we are glorifying failure. That's the opposite of what Joe Rogan's doing. He's glorifying success. Maybe we need to become more successful. Maybe next week, by this time next week, we both become successful.
That would be so good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we call it, we're still successful.
It's interesting that we messaged two or three of our friends to try and appear on the podcast.
None of them got back to me.
None of them have replied.
They've not even messaged back. They've not said no. They've just pretended it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's like when something traumatic happens in your childhood, you don't even deal with it. They've just left it alone.
Yeah, it's just rejected it. They've rejected that the question was even asked.
They have. And if I go and talk,
because it's actually an insult to them. We've insulted them by even inviting them on this podcast.
Yeah, it was a damning blow that they didn't respond.
What did Al say that was good about our show?
Provides an honest and authentic perspective on failure and resilience.
I don't think he knows what this is. I don't think this is it.
Maybe he's got a different podcast.
Al loves the other Failing Better podcast.
Offers practical advice and tips on how to handle failure and learn from it.
Well, Al, I appreciate it. Maybe we should offer that. Maybe that's what we should do now. We'll end the podcast by offering practical advice
on
how to deal with failure. When was the last time you failed, Johnny?
About 1 second ago.
Yeah, I'd say so. Any advice you want to offer about not doing that again?
I guess the mistake was to try and use an AI bot to sort of cram some content into this shit sandwich.
It was a mistake, that.
What about you? When was the last time you really failed, Sean? And what did you learn from that experience?
I bought a shirt yesterday that was too small for me. And I knew it was too small for me when I bought it, but sometimes I trick myself. I go, actually, maybe it's not too small for me.
Why did you buy it? Because you wanted to prove you've got a normal torso.
I wanted to prove that I genuinely thought my torso is normal, therefore this normal shirt will fit me.
That's and so it didn't. Funny. Oh, and that's sad. And what have you learned from that you've got an abnormal torso?
Yeah, that my torso is my torso is as weird as every other part of my body.
I guess what you've got to... I guess the learning really there, Sean, is that you cannot change who you are. And ultimately, you are an odd one, but that's okay. Some people love you for the weirdo you are.
Can you not call me a weirdo?
Sorry, people love you for the fucking freak you are.
Do you reckon if we just slowly improve the podcast and we keep asking Apo what they reckon of it, they'll change it? They go, oh, actually, I like the new direction of Failure Better now that they talk about Sabutio or whatever.
I typed in my name and talked about my show, and it knew who I was.
So I know. Wow, what did it say?
I can't remember. When it was like, I was like, write a synopsis for a new show based on Johnny Pelham's Failing Better, and telling the audience. And basically, I just typed in what I wanted, and it didn't do it.
Is this how you did the copy for your Edinburgh Fringe?
It isn't, because it wasn't good enough, but it was able to know, it was able to like know shit about me and what the show was about and stuff.
What did it say?
I can't remember. It basically just, I can't remember. It was like 2 days ago.
I don't like this.
It is scary, yeah. It's really coming at us, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like you can get like an essay length question, and it is able to do it in like 10 seconds. So it'll end like copywriting jobs and all shit like that.
Copywriting jobs, academia, journalism.
Academia, I think, could be really fucked. Because it's genuinely worth getting an AI and just fucking around with one if you've got some time. Because literally you can write anything and it can write you an essay in 10 seconds on like global warming or anything. And it's really articulate.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell. But am I right, listeners?
Can it podcast?
Does it have the spirit that embodies Failing Better? Can it ever truly grasp what only flesh and blood could understand?
That, can an AI fail? Okay, I guess because failure, you know, obviously it's partly an expectations thing. You know what I mean? Like, could a podcast know it's failing?
Podcast know it's failing? yes, is the short answer. Anyway, give us a 5-star review, sign up to the Patreon.
But can AI know it's failing? What do you think?
Eventually, I think it'll be able to achieve anything.
Do you think AI will eventually kill all human beings?
I don't think it'll kill human beings. I think it will just... I don't know. Wasn't there that... There was that... Is it the Google technician? Did we talk about this on a pod? Who said that he had an AI bot?
Yeah, and it had a soul.
And it had a soul. He said it's like having an 8-year-old, and he said, I didn't want to die and stuff.
Yeah, that was too... I find AI fascinating and terrifying. I've started watching Battlestar Galactica.
Have you?
Yeah.
Off my recommendation?
No, really, because I got into AI and I was thinking, what's an AI-based show? And then I remembered your recommendation and I was like, I must watch Battlestar Galactica.
What do you think of it so far?
I'm really enjoying it, actually. It's very good. I like the basic premise of it. I find the woman, the hot woman in red who's meant to like seduce the scientist guy, quite annoying.
Oh, do you?
I just find that quite cloying, because every scene Basically, there's a guy, a scientist who's like got...
Gaius Baltar. Dr. Gaius Baltar.
You're such a nerd, John. Your eyes have lit up now we're talking about...
Fucking... You're watching it as well. How am I a nerd?
But your eyes, you're so giddy to be talking about Gaius Baltar.
I know who Gaius Baltar is and I've got a wife. That makes me the most successful person in the world.
You love it then, don't you?
I think it's an astonishing piece of television.
I think it's really good.
Did you start with the miniseries before, yeah?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, that. The opening scene is so good.
It is very good. It's got a lot of really good stuff. And now I'm only on, like, season one still. But I just find that girl... Obviously, she's meant to be an archetypal sort of attractive woman. That's why they've dressed her in a red dress. But it is still a bit annoying that she just keeps wandering around sort of flirting with the dude. I find that a bit boring.
Well, it gets very interesting. So don't worry about it.
Sean, maybe we turn this podcast into a Battlestar Galactica fan podcast.
I mean, that would be so good. You could probably get those actors. You know, they're all like English. Half of them are English.
Let's get all the Battlestar Galactica. And we can get on whoever plays the hot woman. And I can say I found her character boring.
I find your character boring. Good night.
So do you think we've achieved our aim of doing the best ever episode of Failing Better?
Well, I think we'll leave it to our listeners. If our five-star review numbers go up, then yes, this has been the best episode ever. If they go down, then it has not been the best episode ever. If they stay exactly the same, then it has been the best episode ever.
Woohoo! Well, that's good. I feel confident that democracy will prevail.
That's a game I was playing recently. I downloaded Democracy 4. Do you ever play those video games, the Democracy games?
I haven't played Democracy. No, what is the game?
You basically become the leader of a country and you have to basically run a government. It's very interesting. And it really does make you realise that being centrist is probably the smartest way. Because like every time I tried to go socialist, like the business leaders hated it. And every time I went too far over, loads of old people died.
Well, so that's why it's a difficult job. That's why we need to Rishi Sunak's doing a great job.
That's why I think Rishi Sunak is... I also think he's the greatest Prime Minister we've ever had.
Now, having played Democracy 4, I have a newfound respect for the job the Conservative Party
is
doing.
It's a fun little game, actually. I got re-elected as Prime Minister of the UK 4 times in a row, which is pretty impressive.
That is good. That's more than Blair.
More than Blair. Built a nationalised rail service.
Oh, wow. That's more than Blair.
More than Blair. Anyway.
Well, I might check that game out. It sounds very... How long does it take to play? Like, if I've got like an hour, is it worth playing or is it days? Or...
No, it's worth playing for an hour. It's not that in-depth. I mean, it is very in-depth, but it's not like there's... It's just spreadsheets.
Yeah, that's something like Football Manager. What was your highest tax rate?
41%.
That's really low. That's lower than currently in this country.
No, but I had a higher capital gains tax. And I brought in a mansion. Best thing I did was brought in a mansion tax and I slightly lowered the corporation tax.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like, oh, you know, I fucked over the old rich people.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kept the business suite.
Well, the old rich people are the people who they just are fucking ruining this country.
Yeah.
And they're just clinging on to all their wealth, not distributing any of it, and then they get like a free bus pass. Listen, you old fuckers, you need to give some back to our generation.
There are some things, obviously it's not as simple as what this game says, but stuff like if you legalise cannabis, so many of your problems go away. Like, so many of them go away. Like, organised crime takes a massive hit. The tax revenues are insane. If you really legalise it, like put it right up, tourism goes up as a result.
I don't understand why weed isn't legal. It just feels to me like a no-brainer. Because Starmer's done a thing where he said we need to crack down on cannabis. I think Starmer's
so
such a,
dumb. It's
he's
so
such
dumb.
A pathetic, stupid weasel.
Well, because also he knows that's... He can't possibly believe it, but they're so scared. He's so scared of losing these curtain twitchers. England.
That is literally what Starmer's done. He's got a view of like the Daily Mail English person needs to vote for him, and he's triangulating all his policies around that thick twat. And it means that he's anti-refugee, he's anti-legalising marijuana, and he's anti-failing better.
I want Failing Better to get to the point where Keir Starmer has to address the issue. Yeah. In his party conference speech, that's how he closes it, standing ovation.
First question, on, he has to come on the podcast. Keir Starmer, is it true you have a micro penis?
Is it true you have a micro penis? Well, obviously, I'm very, very successful, so yes, I have a micro penis.
I couldn't stand being as unsuccessful as you two are due to my penis not being humongous.
Me and Rogan have the smallest dicks in the game.
Right, well, we have to go in a minute. Can I ask you a question? When you first said, let's do a podcast together, Sean,
this might be the worst episode we've ever done. I thought the low point would be when you pronounced AI Al. I thought that would be the low point. To be honest, I'm getting nostalgic for that. That felt sort of steady as she goes podcasting.
Yeah. No, we're just nothing what we do. Saying Starman's got a little tick.
we've got to record four more episodes in the next 12 hours. Right, listeners. Thank you so much. Do subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/failingbetter. Support this podcast because the incoming Prime Minister wants to banish it because he is jealous of what we've got in our trousers.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.